Good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Very rough start.
I emphasize patience. But if you are a regular listener, you are aware. Patience is sort of like required here, price of admission. All right, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, January 7, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. The most recent draft of the PDF that holds the text for this show is number 948. Sisters and brothers, a major theme in the New Yorker article on the Apostle Paul we've been reading is Emmanuel Carrere's Crisis of Faith. And while he, I believe mistakenly, attempted to project a bit of what he experienced onto Paul himself, I do appreciate, most deaf, his returning the neglected Paul to our attention. And I appreciate as well his honesty in sharing his experience of doubt and sadness. For sadness, I suspect he felt in not being able to attain Paul's faith for himself. Is there not a bit of sadness in these words he speaks so bitingly? Quote from him, "Love your enemies, take joy in being unhappy, prefer being small to being big, poor to rich, sick to healthy." And whereas the Torah posits the elementary, evident, and verifiable truth that it's not good for men to be alone, Jesus said, "Don't desire women. Don't take a wife. If you have one, keep her so as not to harm her, but it would be better if you didn't have one. Don't have children either. Let them come to you. Take inspiration from their innocence, but don't have any. Love children in general, not in particular, not like men have loved their children since time began, more than those of others, because they're their own. And even, no, above all, don't love yourselves. It's human to want one's own good. Don't." Unquote from Mr. Carrere. What's implied, or sliced precise with a knife, is that there is little in the teaching of Jesus and Paul to guide us. Now, either Prince and Proudhon, and I as well for that matter, got Paul and Jesus wrong, or Carrere did. I vote that Carrere did. And in our discussion today and in those immediately following, we'll be exploring the message of Jesus through Paul, somewhat for convenience, but also because Paul is first man on the scene, so to speak. We learned last week that Paul's epistles were written 30 years before the Gospels, which are therefore recollections of Jesus' words written 30 years after the fact. And we should note, before we move too far beyond this passage, that there's really no other way to take his posing of Judaism as the quote-unquote healthy alternative to Paul, who's being posed as nuts, than as an attempt to reinvigorate the decaying legitimacy of the state. We hear this in Woods, the book review writer's juxtaposition, Judaism's healthy involvement in this life versus Paul's palpitating anticipation of the next. Unmentioned, of course, in this contrast, is that this healthy engagement with this world is a euphemism for the failed strategy and set up for disappointment for any hope of a viable alternative to class of fix the state. This was a key conclusion that fix the state is a failed strategy for the left. In the lecture series Anti-Systemic Movements by Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, which we read together during our Waking Up radio shows from around March 2014 and into the spring of 2015.